Oh, who am I? That's a very complicated question to ask at this time of the day.
I can answer. You're my good friend Antonio. Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm looking at our website right now, and our last podcast was April 26th.
So, my goodness.
So I know you worry about our frequency, but even a low frequency is a frequency.
Indeed. That's basic physics. So you're right.
And we've talked before about structure. We had 20-minute rules. We talk, maybe we come up with a format. And then I think we say, it's better just to talk, right?
Yeah, indeed. And you said you're going to change the Amazon hosting, right?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really warrant the extra work and the extra money also, even if it's little at the time, but...
But you know, when we do get famous, it could be
exactly.
It could be more than 18 cents a month.
Yeah. Of course.
We can. How about we podcast about podcasting? But Antonio's referring. Yeah. When I set this site up, I followed some leads by Adam Kroon, who did a write up about how he was having his. I mean, we do this on a WordPress site, and of course the easiest thing is just to upload the audio files, and WordPress actually creates a nice podcast feed from that. But I wanted to try something, and Adam had this, you know, write-up about how he was uploading his stuff to Amazon S3, and that's what we've been doing. You know, and people generally do that because, you know, when you get millions or thousands or hundreds or maybe even tens of listeners, it might overwhelm, you know, a self-hosted situation, but I don't think we've hit any critical barriers there. And so
perhaps sooner or later we could also ask Timmy and Jim about hosting a specific optimized server or part of a server for these purposes, but that would be later. In fact, I need to talk to him about moving my stuff onto Reclaim Hosting later.
In the year.
Yes, I took my time because I'm pretty slow in everything. So as you noticed, but
I think you're deliberate. Deliberate.
Yes, I try out people's patience. That's my job, and so I'm ready to move everything I have so to Jim's world. So I need to talk to him about that. Actually, he offered me to move things already last year, but I have many things intermixed, and so I said, let me take it slowly. Now, for instance, I have trouble sometimes with my classes, and when I have a full class and all the students access the same site at the same time, the site begins to give me error messages and the sort of thing that need to be addressed in a way. So,
yeah.
I need to do something.
Yeah, because that could keep you up at night. And you were telling me before we started recording that, again, you're going to be doing podcasting projects with your students. What's the task or the challenge or the assignment that you're doing this year?
Well, you know, we began last semester with the shared and distributed idea of doing a podcast by the students, so they began thinking about what to talk about and how to produce and how to record and how to distribute the podcast. Actually, I only suggested them a platform to do that, to do the distribution that seemed to be fine and worked well until now, and that is Podbean. Mm-hmm. So, and then they did everything starting from that, and it came out pretty well. The name of the podcast is La Situación, so mm-hmm. it seemed very nice to me. And we did, or they did actually, some five, I think, or six episodes last semester, and we plan to do the same this semester with a new group of students. So the idea is that they simply decide, each pair of students or threesome of students decide of what to deal with during an episode, and establish some ground rules about recording it, and they record the episode in class.
Okay.
So while we are all around to see and to participate, also perhaps somebody wants to add something, or simply just view the thing and see how it happens, and then. So we're planning to mirror what we did the past semester. Of course, we have a lot of stuff to discuss this semester, particularly, including the political situation here. That, as you know, we had a very hot summer,
yeah,
and we were very successful in literally throwing out a former governor. So, and peacefully and very elegantly at it, let me say. So, it was really a momentous time between the 12th and the 20th and 25th of July. I mean, really meant a lot. And I want students to discuss about that and to express themselves in what it means for them and for the island and everybody.
Absolutely.
So that would be part, no?
Yeah,
of the discussion.
Yeah, I think I saw a lot of photos on Instagram, I think, from Burnaby, and then some of the news stories. Are students really are they closely followed? The leadership issue? Do they see it as important?
Well, that's one of the things that I want to discuss about. So I want to know what they think. Apparently, from what I saw in the marches, the manifestation, and the street things, I was practically every night on the street from the 15th of July, which is when I returned from Italy. And it was packed full of young people.
Mm-hmm.
They were very, very straight and very strong in their affirmations. And but they were very young.
Yeah.
So that was very particular. So I was among the older people being there. So I think that this younger generation really took hold of this aspect. And now, for instance, as a byproduct of all the summer, we have a number of, I don't know how to call them in English, but little committees, people's committees, that meet every couple of weeks or every 3 weeks, and they are divided in subcommittees attacking many of the problems, from the environment to education, etc. And so I'm very curious, because there is a strong participation of people, and I'm very curious to see what that will bring upon us, what changes, if any. I'm an optimist, so I think that there will be changes, even if the politicians try to obscure and to go back into square one. But I think that the people's movement was pretty strong, and that won't be canceled easily. So
that is so encouraging, you know, hearing that. And seeing it is. Seeing what is folding in the UK in the last day.
With, exactly.
With sending
exactly.
Boris Johnson, you know, out on the streets. And so
exactly.
It kind of can give you hope that, like, in a well-run democracy, that we can actually unseat unfit leaders.
Yes. And democracy may be, not working well in many instances, and certainly it is not serving us well. But we can tweak it. We can take ownership of what we need, and changes are possible. And look, suddenly there's a boomerang wave, and you see the UK. And you've seen Italy, suddenly that fascist of Salvini is out of business. Mm. And I'm so happy about that. And you know, probably, perhaps, I hope that in other countries we will see a similar wave being produced soon. And in the States, we will have elections next year, so... It's very interesting to see what will happen to the current president.
So the question for students: Does podcasting have a role or a place in this? What, like, when you get your classes coming in, what's their level of experience or interest in audio or podcasting? In general,
well, I don't know. They have probably no knowledge of it. Many of them are freshmen, so the course serves also to give them a little bit of a media literacy, new media literacy into the medium of sound, business, and other media also. So I certainly don't have the answer to that question, and I will pose the question to them. But seeing at least from their faces in the class introduction, I see they're very curious about podcasting. And so there seems to me that it will be they will be eager to participate into that. Mm. And also, we did an experiment last semester, both with Instagram and with Twitter, to set up an account for the class in the name of the class, and have them in turn take the leadership at posting and publishing in the name of the class. And it worked very well with Twitter. But unfortunately, Instagram shut the account down because they don't like that the same login happens from these different mobiles. So we decided to put Instagram away, and we will continue doing so with Twitter. So that part will be done also and will begin shortly. Now we are in the part where we explore the web and the idea of web publishing with media and with hypermedia. So we just began classes, actually, and we had 2 vacation days already. So and we had Labor Day, which was 1 day of class. Right. So we're a little behind, but that doesn't matter. So we'll do this sort of nice little project. For instance, we have other projects with Instagram. I personally came to like Instagram very much, both as a personal platform to follow people that I like, not in the sense, not as much in the personal sense, but in terms of the photo they do. And I love the way people curate works of art, literary works, and fun stuff through Instagram. So I want to convey that idea to the students, but they, in a way, they already know that. So we'll do Instagram, we'll do the one photo every day contest game. Last semester was very nice. I had a huge participation from students, and we ran it for 40 days.
So
it was
nice.
pretty long, and we plan to do the same.
Do you get some of your students to submit some challenges for those?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. They always do that. At the beginning of the, we do it not directly, because I want to being able to shuffle their challenges and then to have them published almost randomly. So they put up their own challenges on a Google form, and I collect them, I mix them randomly, and then semi randomly publish them to the bot that you have set up. So I know what are the challenges for next week, say, but I don't care. So it will be more or less of a surprise even for me.
Right. I don't know if any of us have updated your theme, but I made a change when working with eCampus Ontario, because we wanted a section where daily was a bit much, so now there's a way you can have it come out like every other day or every 3 days or once a week. So the daily doesn't have to be daily, but
I love the daily thing. In our case, it works very well.
Yeah, it works well.
So I think that's a masterwork. I like it very much, and students also like it very much.
Right.
So last semester I didn't participate much, but previously I did a lot. So last semester I sort of was out of the equation. Now what I want to do this semester is I want to install one of your plots, and and see what happens. So and see how students and I come up with ideas inside the class. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to do. So I will install it soon and then propose to play with it.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Well, I love that, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it, but I'm working on some changes that will actually make it quite simpler to set up.
In your own words, you have been talking a lot recently about plots in your blog, right?
Yeah. Well, that's
good. That's good.
I use them where people ask for certain things.
Yeah.
And so, I'm doing some work, finishing up some work for Coventry University. One of the big things was that not to talk too much about splots, but the way they work, all the logic is built into kind of a special theme in WordPress. And Daniel asked, like, could it ever be possible?
And you converted it to a plugin,
to
right?
To a plugin, so it could theoretically work in any theme. And so it does work. It's hard to know like whether it will have any problems with certain things, but so far I think all the functionality is there, and that kind of changes quite a few things.
Okay, that's great. Yeah.
And I should note for our many thousands of visitors, right? I'm going to talk about you're outside under a tree, which is nice. So and actually I like having the ambient sounds of people walking by and laughter. I heard an airplane, I think.
You can hear everything. So this microphone of mine is pretty good at capturing all the sounds.
But I think I like that style format. I always remember back to DS106 when Scott Lockman, Scott Lowe, would do his walking podcast in Tokyo. And he was always very deliberate about like starting off with ambient, so you'd hear like his feet like clomping down the sidewalk, or he'd walk past the park, or there'd be honking noise, and he would always like leave space, you know, for us to hear where he was. And to me, I always thought that made it so much better than sitting in a like a sterile, clean studio where there's no noise. So I'm all about.
Oh, indeed, indeed, you're absolutely right. I like it too. I remember your walk into the woods in Strawberry, and then the noise, the noises from walking and the forest and everything.
Yeah, so
that was very nice.
I sometimes, you know, when you're talking about like working with your students, like how you get them to appreciate some of the small things, which can sort of give a sense of place to an audio piece.
Indeed. In fact, I could use for the podcasting and another project, I could use the radio studios that Sagrado has, but I don't want. And that one of the major reasons. There's also another one, and I deliberately want to be amateurish. First, because I'm not a professional of sound or any of this media. And second, because I just wanted to have students get the idea that they can do with media certain things. They can manipulate, they can curate them in a basic way without being professionals, but still producing a decent stuff. And so that's my philosophy. So. And I like noises. I like the odd thing that happens when you are not in a studio, whatever. Talking about studios and podcasts, I have recently come across another Canadian venture with podcasts. I don't recall the name of it. It's a collection of podcasts,
yeah,
in which there's also an open-ed podcast, something like that. I don't remember the name.
I know all this. This is you're talking about Terry Green's podcast. He's got one called Getting Air,
possibly,
where he interviews people, and he's kind of got an open pedagogy team. I worked with Terry.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
He's got a great style, and I'm going to suggest that he do a show with you, because he's always asking, like, who else should I have as guests? But he's really good at keeping it conversational. But he generally does a fair amount of prep, so he knows something about you. In a real way, and so he's really good at like putting the questions together to have good conversations that feel like conversations. And he's part of the, where he publishes is a site called Voice Ed.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly. Thanks.
Yeah. I think it's VoiceEd, all one word, .ca.
Yes, .ca. Yes.
Which ironically was. Started, I don't know if you remember this guy, Stephen Hurley from DS106 Days and the radio.
No, I don't.
He was an educator, a K-12 educator who got really involved. He loved radio. And so he kind of took a lot of the, it's a different platform, but the idea about having a radio station. And he's been super successful. So there's, you know, I don't know, 30 or 40 different shows. And so there's always something live, and then everything is archived. But it's a great kind of platform for this kind of format. So, and if
I've looked around the site and listened a little bit here and there, but I need to now listen to at least to one podcast fully.
Yeah, and they use a. I can't remember the name of the platform. It's something where you log in through a web browser, and so you can have people remotely, like in Skype, and then each person's audio is recorded as a separate channel.
I see.
And so, and then like as a guest, you can access just your audio if you want to make sure you have a copy of that. But yeah, Terry does a fantastic job, and he just did one with Jim. He had Audrey Waters recently, and so
yeah. Apropos of Audrey, she's one of the people I would also love to interview myself.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about reestablishing my long-time project of the interviews around the myths of teaching and learning and technology.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I'm better organized this semester, because I have no office this semester. So they're remodeling mine and I'm changing office. So for the time being, I walk around like a zombie and with a knapsack or something like that in the shoulders. And I place my computer on a table and I work from there. And I do. So I'm like a little vagabond.
That's ideal.
Indeed, in a way it is, because I'm getting freer from this, earthly constraints. But still, the question is, where do I put all my folders, all my files, everything? And don't answer that I need to digitize them, because I won't do that work. But still, I want to begin anew interviewing people. I love doing that very much. And I remember I had a student who helped me get the summaries of each interview well polished. And so I need to do that again. I remember when I interviewed you and Jim and Mike Wesch and other people, I love doing that. And I need to go again into that terrain, and to put some life back to that project that I liked so much. So,
well,
Audrey,
I am not telling you to do anything, Antonio. That's not my style.
No. Well, you don't, but you do, because you suggest things unconsciously, and I get the suggestion, and then I want to do it. So
that sounds good.
Don't worry. And I won't claim anything.
I don't care. I don't care. Well, I think we should make sure we get another episode in on some frequent basis.
Yes, I agree.
And
yeah. I have so many things I would like to do, and one of these things that I have, basically two things I want to try out in the semester, possibly, and then perhaps we can talk about them. Well, three things, including the True Writer or another splot from your beautiful collection, and to explore with my students how to play with it.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing I want to do is to build up a presentation, a slideshow site using the Grav platform.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love the Markdown thing and everything this Higgins, this guy is doing.
He's amazing.
He's amazing, and he's a nice, he's a collection of good principles of design, of interface, of teaching, of everything that I want to use. So that's the thing I want to do. And then the last thing is I would like to use a website that is sort of new. It's called Arena. And you go there, ARE.NA, and it's I don't know, it attracts me a lot. It's a curation and sharing resources website, and the sort of thing that I like typically. But I haven't had the time to explore it in detail. And so this is the three things that I sort of wish to do in this semester, and I plan to to move ahead and perhaps report on them soon.
That sounds fair. That sounds really fair. So that sounds like we got a plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we do another podcast in September, that would be great.
Okay.
Or October or November.
When we get to it. That works for me. So we have we just did one in September, right now.
Indeed. Today is September 4th, right?
Yeah. We'll see how long it takes the editing team to process all this.
Okay. Well, give me something to do with that tasks, and okay. I'll be happy to comply.
Okay. I'll see that at the corporate office. I get in touch with you.
Okay. The corporate office being a place where you have horses and llamas and prairies and beautiful flowers. I still like your photos very much.
Well, thank you very much. And next time we'll talk about your new, I saw you have a new kind of Instagram project you're doing.
Yeah, hopefully. And you talk perhaps about your photos a bit.
We'll do. So next time we'll talk about photography, maybe.
Okay, that's a good topic. That's a deal.
All right. So the podcast light is on.
It lives on. Okay.
Okay. Well, have a good day. Great talking to you, Antonio.
You too, Alan. Bye-bye. Have a great day.